Today, the RBA's crypto warning. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to this post covering finance and property news with a distinctively Australian flavour. Central banks around the world are becoming more vocal about the risks associated with crypto assets as they in parallel experiment with various forms of central bank digital currency. Of course, the value of cryptos continues to rise, and recently we saw quite a spike in the price of Bitcoin, although it's come back a bit now. China's led the way in imposing a more centralized model of crypto, while others in other places, let's call them in emerging countries, have gone straight in with Bitcoin. And of course, if you are a crypto zealot, then you'll argue that this is yet another example of the old world trying unsuccessfully to stop the new world, never mind the volatility. Future long-term growth is assured, they say. On the other hand, others will argue you cannot attach any underlying value to cryptocurrencies, and despite that, the market hype may well drive the coins higher. And so when the Reserve Bank of Australia comes out with a warning, some may heed it, others will simply say, well, they would say that, wouldn't they? The RBA's head of payments, Tony Richards, said yesterday that the value of many cryptocurrencies, which has surged to about $2.6 trillion, could crash when central banks decide to assert control over their monetary systems. And he warned users and investors in fad-fueled cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin, they risk holding speculative assets with niche uses and that could lose most of their value. I think there are plausible scenarios where a range of factors could come together to significantly challenge the current fervor for cryptocurrencies so that the current speculative demand could begin to reverse and much of the price increases of recent years could be unwound, he told the Australian Corporate Treasury Association. Dr. Richards warned about excessive hype around cryptos in the bluntest assessment of concerns delivered by any central bank leader recently. He flagged a regulatory crackdown against thousands of private currencies that have merged on the back of the soaring Bitcoin price. These included targeting their excessive energy consumption and a more intense focus on how they facilitate the cash economy, financial crimes, and illegal activities such as ransom demands. He said he found estimates that one in five Australians own cryptocurrencies implausible and flagged an official response involving central banks issuing digital versions of cash. Senior members of the local crypto community pushed back on the RBA's analysis, saying government and regulators underestimated the level of sophistication of millennials and digital natives participating in the markets. It continues to be our experience that hawkish views about cryptocurrency are driven by entrenched narratives around bad actors and financial crime, narratives that are not yet supported by the data, said Steve Vallis, Chief Executive of Blockchain Australia. But Dr. Richards, who will retire from the bank at the end of the year, said that if central bank digital currencies help to facilitate digital transactions with a stable digital version of cash, households might be less influenced by fads and a fear of missing out and might start to pay more attention to the warnings of security regulators and consumer protection agencies in many countries about the risks of investing in something with no issuer, no backing, and highly uncertain value. There could be greater focus on the near anonymity that many cryptocurrencies can offer and their potential use in facilitating financial crime and the black economy, he said. The market capitalization of digital currencies, including Bitcoin and Ether, has surged this year, and thousands of different coins are being touted to investors. Their rise is not yet an issue that would threaten financial stability, but the RBA expects global central banks to move to assert control over digital finance and respond to the growth in Bitcoin and other coins by issuing central bank digital currencies. These are a new form of digital money that would be a claim on the central bank. Regulators may also allow commercial banks to issue stable coins digital currencies pegged to fiat currencies to minimize price volatility to fend off the growing threat of internet money being offered by global technology players such as Meta, which of course was Facebook. The rise of private currencies, including Bitcoin, has been in part a response to a perceived debasing of fiat currencies by central banks printing money through quantitative easing or bond buying policies. After COP26, he also warned that the very high use of energy involved in mining proof-of-work cryptocurrencies could attract greater attention from governments and policymakers. The combined energy use of Bitcoin and the Ethereum network was estimated to be similar to the world's 13th largest economy, he said. Central banks have been monitoring the arrival of private money since Bitcoin emerged as a decentralized means of exchanging money without oversight from banks early last decade. Official response has gathered pace this year. The Bank of England has created a task force to consider a British central bank digital currency, while international regulatory groups, including the Bank for International Settlements, have published detailed studies on the moves. One of the key concerns for regulators is the risk of bank commercial deposits becoming more flighty in a financial crisis. The RBA and other members of the Council of Financial Regulators are working with AUSTRAC and the ACCC to examine the appropriate regulatory framework for crypto assets, including stablecoins. Greg Metcalfe, who led the OECD's work on digital currencies for the past few years, told the Asian Corporate Governance Association on Wednesday that decentralized finance is on the rise and a key policy challenge is the absence of a single regulatory access point. And another challenge is that decentralized finance is global in operation with no defined jurisdiction, he said. John Dean, Chief Executive Officer of Trivio, a digital asset infrastructure advisor and asset manager, said the development of a CBDC would not derail the growth of crypto, and he disputed the comments on the environmental impact, saying 57% of Bitcoin mining uses renewable energy sources. People buy Bitcoin to move away from the devaluation of fiat currencies by central banks to a finite resource that acts as both a store of value and ultimate settlement layer, Mr. Dean said. The RBA recognises that there will be many use cases for decentralised finance applications, not necessarily requiring cryptocurrencies to be issued, but believes market intermediaries will continue to play a significant role in the system. I can imagine a future where the establishment of strong regulatory frameworks for stablecoins could lead to issuance of stablecoins by highly rated entities, and central banks could move towards issuing CBDCs, Dr. Richard said. In either case, they would be denominated in fiat currencies, be safer than existing stablecoins, and would likely have faster, safer and more efficient transaction verification mechanisms than most cryptocurrencies. Accordingly, it is likely that they would be viewed as superior instruments for the settlement of transactions in tokenized assets on distributed ledgers. That's a reference to versions of the technology that underpins Bitcoin being used to facilitate the immediate transfer of digitalized assets beyond money, including property or commodities. The RBA is sceptical about the private crypto craze, but believes the tokenization, creating digital representations of hard assets, will become an important trend in the financial markets. And the RBA has responded to arguments being made in international forums that providing a new digital form of central bank money for general purpose use could be important for safeguarding confidence in national monies and the role of fiat currencies at the heart of monetary, financial and payment systems, Dr. Richards said. By introducing CBDCs, central banks would not be getting into the retail payment business, but they would be providing a riskless and interoperational and interoperable form of digital money that could potentially stimulate competition between different private sector service providers. Now, the speech may be uncomfortable reading for Commonwealth Bank, which recently said it would make 10 cryptocurrencies available for customers to buy in its popular app. It also contrasts with much more supportive views of crypto coming out of the Senate Select Committee on Australia as a financial and technology centre, which made recommendations in October to bring crypto into the mainstream that are being considered by the Treasury. As for his response after the CBA move into crypto, Dr. Richards said, "This is not an issue for the RBA, but more an issue for ASIC and APRA, to the extent it raises regulatory issues. CBA is working with a US company called Chainalysis to provide fraud and compliance services." But Dr. Richards said cryptocurrency remained the payment method of choice for ransoms and is also a place where it is possible to have a high degree of anonymity in holdings. So I think there are genuine concerns raised about the fact cryptocurrencies can be used to facilitate financial crime. And I would suspect that it is something the the policy authorities around the world will pay attention to. It's absolutely a concern. Dogecoin is trading at around one-third of its level in June, and the RBA has flagged concerns with other popular cryptocurrencies such as Shiba Inu, which is centered on a breed of Japanese hunting dogs and has been promoted by Elon Musk. If there were to be a global policy action to deal with some particular concerns about the use of cryptocurrencies, plus the arrival of new stablecoins and CBDCs, that could safely meet the needs of a wide range of users, existing cryptocurrencies might then have only niche use cases at best, Dr. Richard said. And he also questioned the numbers of Australians holding cryptocurrencies, suggesting those had been exaggerated. The Senate Committee's report, based on materials submitted to the inquiry, pointed to a survey that one in five Australians held some sort of crypto assets. But I find those statistics somewhat implausible, Dr. Richards said. Commonwealth Bank said its surveys found about 8% of Australians held crypto, and it wanted to increase this by offering 10 versions, including Bitcoin and Ether, in its banking app. Some of the estimates out there are extremely surprising and may be symptomatic of the significant amount of hype and misinformation in this area, Dr. Richard said. Fintechs developing blockchain have called on the RBA to consider issuing a CBDC since 2017. That year, Reserve Bank Governor Philip Lowe described Bitcoin as a speculative mania and said a convincing case for central bank digital currency had yet to be made out. But this year, banks have been arguing that a CBDC will maintain their role operating payments in more decentralized networks. And reflecting on the significance of the issues, Dr. Richard said the emergence of cryptocurrencies, stablecoins and CBDCs had attached the most discussion, conversation, debate that he'd seen in the decade at the central bank. He disclosed also that he'd bought a small amount of Bitcoin in 2014 to experiment with on transfers and some transactions, and then some Ether in 2018, but his holdings were still pretty small. So my own view remains that there is a huge potential in the blockchain and the possibility of disintermediating the large established players. But the risk of thinking that Bitcoin is somehow a safe investment is frankly laughable. Sure, speculate away, you might be lucky, you might not. And in that regard, you could certainly attach the same warnings to so-called fiat money and fiat investments, because we're surrounded by speculative bubbles across many asset classes. But I don't think that the crypto story is one of a significant clear line of sight to long-term stable value. It is highly speculative, and it could well be derailed if indeed central bank digital currencies do come to the fore. China, of course, is leading the way and may show us something of a potential future. And by the way, the other point about central bank digital currencies is not only the supervision of the payments and monetary system, but of course it also offers huge potential for control and for steering spending in particular ways. So for all sorts of reasons, central banks won't let this drop. Central bank digital currencies will emerge, and when they do, it's worth asking the question, what will happen to some of the other cryptocurrencies? Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.